You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Thank you. Hey, that's right, that's right. This is your boy, T Smiley, holding down on the Cave Radio Show. Listen, man, I know y'all waiting and anticipating to see what's going on, man. What y'all been listening to already is just a number from one of the numbers, one of many numbers of Mr. Jeff Bradshaw. While we are waiting, we're gonna listen to some more music. We're gonna have some more music for y'all. So we're gonna hit you with another one of his songs, and then after that, we should be ready to dig right into this interview, man. You guys listen and relax and listen to some good sounds from a trombonist, man. He's playing these smooth jams with a trombone, man. It sounds awesome, amazing. So again, this is Jeff Bradshaw. Another one of his songs right here on the Cave Radio Show with your boy T Smiley.
funny, but I keep right on
messing with you.
They tell me run, leave, but I won't. I keep
messing with you.
I can't hardly wait to be through with you. Hardly wait till I'm
messing with you.
I can't hardly wait. You go out but never with me. Still I keep on
with you.
You're always competing and I keep right on
with you.
And I started resenting but I keep right on
with you.
I can't hardly wait to be through with you. Hardly wait till I'm
with you.
I can't hardly wait.
That's your boy T Smiley here on the Cave Radio Show. Listen, we got some amazing music going on right now, but let's talk a little bit about Mr. Jeff Bradshaw. He was born in North Philadelphia. He's a soul, jazz, and hip hop funk music. He plays the trombone, and it's crazy because I can relate to this guy. I play a trombone as well, man. So I'm definitely digging his music, man. He plays trombone. He does a lot of covers. He's worked with a lot of people. A couple names to mention: Michael Jackson, Earth, Wind & Fire, Patti LaBelle, Erykah Badu. You name it. He's been on. Ever since I think his first debut solo album in 2004. So, yes, again, we have Mr. Jeff Bradshaw here on the show. We're going to be listening to some more of his music. But for right now, we're going to play some more music and get you guys amped up and ready. And let's get on this music. All right. Yeah. That's right. That's right. We are back. This is the Cave Radio on Cave Radio Show on We Talk Radio Network. This is your host T Smiley, and we have Big Joe in the on the line, and I believe we have Mr. Jeff Bradshaw on the line with us. We're gonna see if this is him. 1 second. Hello, Mr. Jeff.
How you doing there, sir?
How you doing, man? How you doing, man of the hour? How you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed, man. I mean, in the midst of all that's going on, man, I'm just totally blown away and excited, man, about this new record.
That's what's up. Let's talk. If you don't mind, let's talk about your new record. I know you have. I believe tonight you have two shows tonight, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, two shows tonight in Columbia, South Carolina, socially distanced, nice and safe, at the beautiful Shay's Lounge in Columbia, South Carolina. Man, it's going to be incredible. Just, you know, it's not often we get a chance to, you know, because of COVID restrictions here and there, for good reason, not too many states we can get into and do a show. So, I mean, I've been doing a lot of you know, online stuff and lives and, you know, streaming stuff. And but I'm excited about being able to get in front of a few people safely and have a beautiful CD release concert, two CD release concerts tonight in Columbia, South Carolina at Shay's Lounge.
Amazing, amazing. So myself, my name is T Smiley. I have a co-host here with me, Big Joe.
Hey, how
up?
You doing
what's
today?
Up? What's up? How you doing, good brother?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
Oh man, I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. Here to see another day.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. Now, this is T Smiley. I was. It's amazing how we got here to this point where you're actually on this show. I want to tell you something real quick, man. I'm actually into music myself. I play trombone. I've been playing for my long time. My sister actually got me started playing. My older sister and I have an uncle, and he was, you know, we shared different clips and stuff, music on through Instagram and text messages and stuff like that. And I kid you not, probably 2 weeks ago, he sent a video of a guy playing a trombone and was like, man, watch this, man. This guy is killing the horns, right? So I was looking at it, and I was like, man, this guy is killing it, you know? So I'm looking, and I'm like, okay, he playing the trombone, you know, he got the drums there, he got the keyboard there, man, and he's actually, you know, doing these songs, man, and killing it. So then I was looking, and I was going over doing some research, and then I looked again, and I said, wait a minute. That's Mr. Bradshaw. He's gonna be on the show tomorrow. I was like, oh my god! I said, wow, man. What other instruments do you play, man? What all instruments do you play? Do you only play the trombone, or do you play, you know, multiple instruments?
No, I play multiple instruments. I play
nice.
All brass, all the brass, trumpet, baritone, tuba. I play all brass. Play a little piano. That's about it. I play about 7-8 instruments.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. And I know being in the brass section, man, you can't stay away from the keys, because that's like the brass is what's making the music, you know what I mean? So it's kind of easy to be like, it's kind of easy, especially a trombone. It's kind of easy to, you know, understand the keyboard wise, because in a trombone you have numbers, number line, number scale line, right? If I'm not mistaken,
exactly.
I haven't played it in a while, but you have the number line where you'd be like, okay, 6, 4, 1. You know what I'm saying? And it makes sense to you when it comes down to playing a piano or keyboard, because it's still that same number scale. So I think it's amazing,
right,
man. Now, question: When you perform, do you do a lot of? I know it's, and I don't see any sheet music. I don't see any paper music. It's all off. Is it all natural off the dome, or are you reading music?
That's a very good question. I'm a self-taught musician, man. My father was a multi-instrumentalist. The late great Norman Bradshaw, he was a multi-instrumentalist. He played trombone, trumpet, tuba, and guitar. So everything I got, I was born with. There's no musical institution that can take credit for anything that I've done musically. My father taught me to play trombone. He taught me to play the lyrics of old gospel hymns. That's how I learned to play trombone. He taught me to play the lyrics of old gospel songs. And so I was kind of taught to play like a singer. You know, I was taught to play lyrics and words and not notes. So that's why my sound and my presentation and the music is more lyrical. You know, the trombone is more so an extension of my voice.
Mm-hmm. Amazing, man. Amazing. You said your father taught you how to play the trombone, which is good. I'm gonna turn you over to my co-host, Big Joe. I believe he has a question for you.
Yeah, I got a question for you. You said you play multiple brass instruments.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the hardest brass instrument to master was?
Trombone. I'm going to tell you why. First of all, the trombone is the closest instrument, I believe, to the human voice, because you can't slide like you slide vocally. You can't slide on a saxophone. You can't slide on a trumpet. Like, you have to, it gives you that, because you don't have set keys or vowels, you can actually sing and moan and slide up and down like a person does when they sing. It's the closest to the human voice, especially the way I play it. I play like a singer. So when I play, it always feels like, you know, somebody's singing. You can almost hear the words of the songs, and that's the way I was taught to play. So I've always believed and stood fast on that. The trombone was definitely the hardest instrument to play because you had to learn by memory. Obviously, I was taught to play a different way, but I still had to learn the scales for all seven positions on the instrument so that you could have muscle memory. So you practice the scales. You learn all seven positions on the horn. So then it becomes a muscle memory thing. So once you learn the scales on the horn and you practice that way, now you know where the positions are. So now you can take that information that you have in your brain about where the notes are, and you can just go like a singer, just like a singer sings. A singer has to learn the do, ra, fe, do, ra, fo, la, do, la, do, what is it? Do, la, re, fa, sol, la, ma, ti, do.
So, yeah, ma, ti, do, or something like that. Yeah.
It's the same thing as a singer. Once a singer knows in their voice box and in their mind where the notes are, that's how when they rehearse it, when they practice, and when they go sing, it's already in their mind where those notes are. So it's like it's still a muscle memory. It's a memory kind of thing when you know what the notes are. Once you know what the notes are, then you can express it. Then you can put your own spin and your own feel on what these songs and what these words need to sound like
mm-hmm.
when you express them, you know.
Right. Right, man, and like you said, man, it's amazing. Trombone is like a voice, man. I crazy, man, because when I started playing, I said, you know, I was, you know, school playing, but we had a church. Did you ever play, you know, have a church band or whatever like that growing up? Being that your father taught you how to play the trombone, did you ever perform in church?
That's where I learned and was born and raised. I was born and raised in a church called the United House of Prayer for All People, where gospel brass bands are the feature in the music ministry. You can look all over online and see these brass bands in this church. It's almost like New Orleans in church, you know. You have these brass bands playing this gospel music, and that's where I learned. That's where I first really learned to play the instrument, and that's why my father taught me to play, you know, Amazing Grace and Peace Be Still and all these old gospel hymns. So that's where I learned. I played in church first. That's where I learned. I grew up in church playing playing those songs and to the high heavens, man. And that's where my feel, and that's where my feel and my soul comes from when I play.
Right, right. I have to ask you this because I know it was my favorite song playing. Did you ever play Total Praise? Total Praise is a wonderful song to play on the trombone. I'm sorry. I believe that is a good song to play on the trombone, man. I never forget playing that. It was amazing, man, because like you said, it takes away that voice, but it's like that voice, you know, in the brass section because they, you know, it carries the song. It is the song, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
it, you know,
right.
So, yeah, man, I love it, man.
Total Praise is a beautiful song. It wasn't my favorite playing. It's not one of my favorite songs to play. It is one of my favorite songs, one of my favorite gospel songs. But it's not one of my favorite gospel songs to play because Total Praise is more of a chorale choir type of song.
Mm-hmm.
It's a song that the whole choir sings together. Even though it's beautiful, it doesn't have a lot of moves and turns. It's a very simple, beautiful song. Songs that I lean more towards songs that are more solo and lyric based, like song that I play a lot. A lot of times people call me to play. People ask me to come play a solo at funerals. If it's somebody close to me, they ask me, "Can you come play a selection at my mom's funeral?" Or, you know, and if it's somebody that I'm close to, I will honor that. And so one of my favorite songs to play is a couple of them. A couple of my favorite songs to play is "Speak to My Heart" by Donna McClurkin.
Oh yeah,
and Stan and "Speak to My Heart" by Donna McClurkin, Stan by Donna McClurkin, and "I Need You Now," like because those songs speak to my style of sing playing. You know, it's like. And Stan carries that.
Gotcha.
More lyric, and you know, more of a solo lyrical performance of those songs.
Right.
So those are the songs that really speak to me. And gospel. I mean, there's tons of them, but when I'm asked to play, if somebody asks me to play at their church for like something special, or if I'm asked to play at a funeral or something like that, those are the songs that I lean towards because, first of all, they're amazing songs with powerful lyrics, but I'm able to express them, and they have great climactic, you know, movements in those songs.
Right, right. Amazing. So let's talk. I'm sorry.
I have another question. Yeah, I got another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You said you have a release party today. You're doing two album release parties?
No, it's just two shows in one night.
Two shows in one night. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And from your album, what do you? I mean, everybody has a number one favorite song. What is your favorite song on your album?
Okay, so I have one favorite song from my very first album, Bone Deep. It's always been my favorite song to play, but it's just my favorite song. It's one of the first songs, probably one of the first three songs that I recorded on my first album, Bone Deep, in 2003. The song is called On My Way. It was kind of like my theme song, you know, and I've played it over the years, and people love this song. It's got a real nice J Dilla hip-hop groove to it, and it's a really dope song. Yeah, On My Way is probably – I have a favorite song on every album, but if I had to say my favorite song out of all my albums, On My Way is still my favorite song. And I've been blessed to have some really great songs.
I got to pull them out. As you said you had a favorite – on each album, so I gotta pull them out. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite on each album?
Okay, so on the first album, Bone Deep is On My Way. On my second album, my second double album, Bon Appetit, it's probably Lay Your Head on My Pillow. And on the live album, the Jeff Bradshaw and Friends Home live album, which is my third album, it's probably Love featuring Kim Burrell.
Now, and, I was going to ask you about that. I was going to ask you, did you have any featured artists that came in and helped you on any one of these projects? And then you hit me with a star-studded name right off the bat, Kim. you hit me with a star-studded one right off the bat.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, all my albums, I have great, great, great artists on all collabs on all my albums.
Do you mind telling us, like, who?
Oh, yeah. So my first album, Bone Deep, in 2003, that album featured Jill Scott, Glenn Lewis, Floetry, Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish, Gerald Veasley and Cal Riddick. And my second album, Bon Appetit, featured Raheem Devon, Mesa, and Kendrick the Family Soul. And,
wow.
And my live album, which was my biggest album until this one, my live album featured Eric Robeson, Robert Glasper, Tweet, Najee, Kenny Lattimore, Will Downing, Take Six, Trombone Shorty, Kim Burrell, Marsha Ambrosius.
I'm just blown away.
Marsha Ambrosius, Bilal. Yeah, the live album was nuts. Live album was my best work until this record. And on this new album, I have Raheem Devon, Robert Glasper, Christian McBride, DJ Jazzy Jeff, Marsha Ambrosius, Amber Jean, the lead singer of Moonchild, Glenn Lewis, Frank McComb, Len Roundtree, Marquell Jordan, Jeff Morrell, Paula Champion, Mike Burton. Yeah, man, I have a lot of great friends, man, who are just happen to be incredible artists, and I'm just blessed to have them on my records. Kanye Doss is on this record. Kanye Doss as well.
Now, being a horn player, I know it had to be. Did I hear you say Kenny G? Is that a name I heard you say?
No.
No, I didn't. Okay, did I hear a Kenny something?
Kenny Lattimore.
I know I heard.
Let me say Kenny Lattimore.
Kenny Lattimore. Okay, who is an excellent singer. How was it like working with some of the artists that you grew up watching? I mean, you said some names that have been in the music for a long time, and you maybe grew up listening to a few of them. Even Hootie and the Blowfish. I mean, how was it like working with stars on that caliber?
Well, you know, the beauty of it is, most of them, if not all of them, are my family. They're all friends. Most of my contemporaries that I work with are my friends. They understand my mission of taking the trombone out of the horn section and down center stage like no one has done it before. And so they all come along. They all respect my music, respect what I do, respect my journey. And they all fans of mine the way I am fans of theirs. So when you call, you know, legendary people like, you know, Kenny Lattimore, Will Downing, you know, when you call Marsha and Eric Robeson, Robert Glasper, like these kind of people, man, when you call them and ask them to be a part of your project, they're so gracious because we're friends. But outside of that, I know that they're fans of my work as well. And it's like working with your family, you know. You know, the Bible says you have not because you ask not. You know, I have no problem calling, you know, my Grammy Award-winning legendary friends and asking them to be a part of my project. They know my music. They know that we do things at a very high level and very high and very professional level. And people love what I do. They love my music, and I'm so blessed to have this career. So that when you call the artist of this level, it's just like calling a family member and say, hey, I'm working on a new album. I got this song. I think that we can do great together. Here it is. I'll say, oh, cool. Send it to me. Let me hear it. I'd love to be a part of it. You know, I've almost never gotten a no.
Awesome.
All right,
awesome.
Now I got to put you on the spot. Hold on 1 second real quick, T. I got to put you on the spot. I want to make you a family member right now.
Okay.
And make it to where your very next, whatever hit, whatever song you got next, let us debut it right here on the cave.
Done.
Let us. No problem. Thank you so much.
Nice.
Easy.
We want to consider you family, and I mean, I'm hearing good things. I'm going to have to check you out more. You definitely blew my mind with all the stars, because you're talking about musicians that are singers that can actually go. I mean, you just kind of wowed me. but I mean, really.
Well, I appreciate that, like, man. My first single. I mean, I came out the gate smoking
Jill Scott. I was like, wow. But then Kim Burrell and Kenny Lattimore. I mean, these are stars that again have been in the music industry a long time. So yeah, you definitely wowed me with that.
Yeah, you got to check out some of the music, man.
Yeah.
You got to check out some of the music, man. You're missing a lot of great music, man. You got to check it out.
It's
we're killing them right now, you know, especially with this new album, with the single, first single, Prototype, featuring Raheem Devon and Robert Glasper, and the second single, which is out now as well, a song called I Do Sincerely, featuring Marsha Ambrosius. You know, I approach these albums like Quincy Jones, you know, one of my mentors gave me the advice to approach the album and let people see that you're not just a trombone player, that you can show the many roles that you play as an artist, not just as a trombone player, but as a producer, writer, and arranger as well. So it shows you the many hats I wear on one album. It's not just from song to song. You getting tromboned out. That's not my journey, and that's not the type of music that I put out. I put out music that I love to listen to, with great collaborations and showing the many roles of a trombone, and also shows that I can produce, arrange, and write as well. That's not just, you know, just horn song after horn song after horn song after horn song. That's not what I do. A lot of great jazz trombonists do that, you know. I guess they consider me jazz or soul jazz or soul jazz, funk, and hip hop, because that's all the music that I'm inspired by. So that's all the music that's on my records. So, you know, I dare not make an album that sounds like elevator music. You know, my albums feel like soul music, soul jazz music parties with funk and hip hop and soul music, you know, and because that's the music that I love. That's the music I grew up on, and that's the music that I'm a fan of. So that's the music that speaks to me. So that's the music that I record.
Awesome. Awesome, man. Listen, this is the Cave Radio Show on We Talk Radio Network. This is your host, T. Smiley, alongside Mr. Big Joe. We have Mr. Jeff Bradshaw here. Mr. Jeff, if you don't mind, can you please give out your information as far as where we can follow you, like you, whatever the case may be, you know, just show our support to you. How can we reach you? How can we stay in contact with Mr. Bradshaw?
Oh, absolutely. On all social media, you can find me at @IamJeffBradshaw. @IamJeffBradshaw on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I am Jeff Bradshaw. My website is www.IamJeffBradshaw.com. I am Jeff Bradshaw.com. And another thing I want to let your listeners know is that a lot of people, and including you guys, may think we're just meeting for the first time. And I always tell the story in my concerts that a lot of times people think that we're just meeting for the first time. You think you're hearing my horn or my name for the first time. But for the last 25 years, I've played on some of the biggest hit songs in the world. I played on some of the biggest hit songs in the country, in the world, nationally, internationally. Like, I played on Butterflies with Michael Jackson. I've recorded with Earth, Wind & Fire. I've recorded with Earth, Wind & Fire. Let me see. You guys are based in Funky Town. You guys are in Funky Town. You guys are down in Texas. Yeah, so
yes, sir.
I played on, remember, Erica Badu, first album.
Yeah.
She came to Philly to record with The Roots. And Questlove and James Poison. And James Poison pretty much has produced almost every album she's done. I played on Other Side of the Game. I played on Live Hit Records, man. I played on Other Side of the Game. I played on Who Knows by Music Soul Child. All Music Soul Child singles. I played on It's Getting Late with Flowetry and Flowetic. I was the musical director for Flowetry for 5 years. I toured with Jill Scott for 15 years. Toured with Jill Scott and Flowetry and Music Soul Child and Jay-Z and Mary J. Blige and Tyler Perry and Dave Chappelle. I toured with Kirk Franklin for 2 years. I did the Hero Tour with Kirk Franklin, and I also played on, I also did arrangements on the Fight of My Life album, the album right after the Hero album. I've been out here for a long time. I've been out here about 25 years, man, playing on a lot of hit records and touring with some of the biggest artists in the world, man. So I've been here. We've been family the whole time. All these songs you listen to, you know, Justin Timberlake, Bubba Sparks, like I played on a lot of big records.
Bubba Sparks?
A lot of big records. Yeah.
Wow.
I played on a lot of big records. You've been hearing me, but didn't know it was me. You've been hearing Half Crazy by Music. That's me playing the horns on that. I played the horns on that. Other Side of the Game. Butterfly.
That's one of my favorite songs by Music. So.
Yeah. Listen to it again. Listen to the horns. That's me. That's me, man. That's that Philly soul sound, man. I came right up through the A Touch of Jazz Productions, which was the legendary DJ Jazzy Jeff's production house, which had these six incredible producers who I consider to be, along with Questlove and James Poison, Andre Harris, Vidal Davis, Carvin Higgins, who wrote most of the Music Soul Child stuff, Ivan Barrios, Keith Peltzer, Darren Henderson. These guys are the architects of the Philly neo soul scene, who put out records like these guys did, Jill Scott and Music Soul Child and Flowetry. It's like, man, I've been on a lot of big records, man. A lot of big records, toured with a lot of big artists. It's my fourth album, man. It's my best work. The album was called Stronger, and I am that.
You are that.
Amazing. Listen. I dare not leave without saying, listen. I know we were talking earlier, and you had we had a song playing in the background, your favorite song, "On My Way." I believe you've been on the radio show and host and interviewed by Miss Kia D. That is her favorite song. That is her favorite song, and it's crazy because when she played, I'm just like jamming to it. And then when she played it just now, she was like, you know, that's him. And then when you said that, I was like, what? So, yeah, you are family. You've been around. You've been actually on the show on the We Talk Radio Network before. And just want to let you know, man, we still supporting your music. We still playing your music, man, and you're doing an awesome job. And Miss Kia D, sure, she loves that song, On My Way. So I had to let you know that. I definitely had to let you know that.
Thank you, man. Y'all got to check out the new album, man. Your listeners, check out the new album, Stronger. I got a video from my first single with Raheem Devon and Robert Glasper. I redid Prototype by Outkast. It's a beautiful video.
Really?
We had like 200 women in red dresses. We made it look like a ladies-only concert. It's a beautiful song, beautiful video. This record is packed. 16 songs on this album. It took me 3.5 years to make this record. And there's so many great artists and so many great songs. My best work. Download Stronger today. Trust me. It's a contender for Album of the Year at the next Grammys, 2022.
That's what's up. Listen, we want to thank you, Mr. Jeff, for being on. We actually have the song Prototype, and we are going to play it right here. Thank you so much for calling in, being with us, chatting with us, man. And listen, we're going to be playing your music. But for right now, we are going to play Prototype off your new single, and we want to thank you again for being part of We Talk Radio on the Cave Radio Show.
Thank you, gentlemen. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. God bless.
Mr. Bradshaw, before you leave,
uh-huh.
I got to put you on spot one more time. The next time we get you on, is there any way we can hear you live?
Ooh.
Even if just for a minute or two, the next time we get you on, can we hear something live?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Your choice of the horns.
And just give us something live. We want the people to really be able to enjoy you and really be able to see your craft and how you master it.
Absolutely. Anytime. That's easy.
Okay. So I tell you what, man, what we're planning to do is have a live virtual concert. And so we want to include you in that.
Please
yes,
do.
Yes, sir, definitely. Yes, sir. We definitely
please
want to include
do.
You in that. Cool. Cool. Mr. Bradshaw, before we leave, I know we almost toward the end, but if you want to send a shout out or special thanks to anybody while we're on, I think we have some listeners in that's listening to you. If you want to send a shout out, all that, you can go for.
Absolutely.
And you can tell Jill
Scott,
Joe said hi. And you can tell Jill Scott I won't be mad at that. Not even
I know that's right. I know that's right. Amen. Just sending out love. So everyone who supports independent artists, there's so many of us out here who decided to step away from major record deals and put out records ourselves. This is the first album. I've had two record deals. I was signed to Hidden Beach Recordings, which I was on a label with Jill Scott and Kendrick the Family Soul, and then I went to Shiny Key, and now this album, my fourth album I'm putting out, is on Bone Deep Enterprises, my own label, with our major distribution through NIA Distribution and E1. So thank you guys, and continue to support independent music. Indie artists. My name is Jeff Bradshaw. I'm from Philly. I'm a trombone player from the hood, but I'm the best at what I do. I'm the best at being Jeff Bradshaw and delivering great soul jazz music. Check me out.
Again, this is Jeff Bradshaw. Listen, man, we thank you for calling in. I know you're up in Philly, man, and it's a little early, but thank you for calling in. And hey, I want to send a special thanks to you Mr. Myron Ruffin for allowing us to have this interview today. You know, putting this interview together. So we want to especially send
it's
a thank you. Yeah. We want to send a thank you out to him for this show even being possible. So we want to thank him. Thank you again. And again, we have your the song Prototype that we're going to go into right now. You have a good day. And matter of fact, hey, much success
next week or any other time. Feel free to join us any other time. We're on every Saturday from 10 o'clock a.m. until probably 11:30, depending. Please be sure to join in, and you can come in, and we'll put you straight in, and you can enjoy some of the conversation with us as well.
Thank you, brother.
Have fun.
Thank you. I thank you for the invitation, and I will do that.
All right. No problem. So without further ado, this is Prototype. Y'all have a good one. Thank you for tuning in to the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Thank you. Do things.
like my favorite song. Perfect melody. Let's make this memory last. It's only for one night. So come closer, girl, so I can hold you tight. Whatever you do, don't go.
Welcome back. This is T Smiley right here on the Cave Radio Show. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. We want to send a special thank you to Mr. Jeff Bradshaw for showing up today, being a part of the show, making it a success. And we want to give him the best of luck and give him wishes. And as he get ready to do his show on tonight, he has two shows tonight, so y'all make sure y'all go check him out. But first, we want to end this out with a word of prayer, right here on the Cave Radio Show on We Talk Radio. Father God, we thank you for allowing us just to wake up this morning, God, with clothes on our back, God, shoes on our feet, God, roof over our heads, God. We thank you for just another beautiful day that wasn't promised to us, God. We thank you for our life to help us strip, God, keeping us safe all throughout the week, God, throughout this pandemic, God, keeping us in your will, God. We thank you and we praise you for just everything that you're doing, God, just blessing us, blessing our families, God. God, we ask that you just be with Mr. Jeff, God, as he performs tonight, God. We ask you to let him do it to your glory and honor that it's due unto you, God. And, Lord, bring us back at the appointed time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to We Talk Radio. This is We Talk Radio. Y'all go online, We Talk Radio. We Talk Radio Network. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, WeTalkRadio.com.